Hello, my friends. Colin Cook here, your host of Voice for the Voiceless. And this is How It Happens, your broadcast on the grace of God to men and women in conflict with various addictions. My friends, whatever your struggle is, whether it's alcoholism or drug addiction, heterosexual addiction or homosexual addiction, food issues, worry, anxiety, I know you're downtrodden, some of you, and I know you are anxious about your salvation or your peace with God. This broadcast shows you where you stand with God in Christ. And then it trains you. It trains you on how you intercept your struggle by faith. That's why we call this program How It Happens. Now look, we're looking at the three factors that constitute addiction: spiritual delusions, emotional wounds, escapes from pain. We've come to an end of our study in the book of Romans. We'll start again after some time. But in the meantime, I want to look at this from a psychological point of view, all of these struggles that we go through. So understand, my friend, that every addiction, no exception, every addiction is three-factored: spiritual delusions, emotional wounds, escapes from pain. You'll not hear this in psychotherapy. You will not hear this in clinical psychology. You will not hear this in 101 psychology. This is what you're getting here because God gave me this gift of teaching it and of understanding it and going through the mill myself in the struggle with homosexuality. And I'm passing this on to you. It'll give you hope. Now listen. You've heard me several times now talk for three broadcasts now on the spiritual delusions in this particular segment that we're working on. Let's not underestimate what I'm talking about, and that's why I want to go on with this a little bit more. My friend, do not think you know God because you go to church. Do not think you know God because you read the Bible. Do not think you know God because you think you know God. You can be a Christian and still not know God. I suppose one might say that Moses was an Old Testament Christian, and yet he said, "Show me your glory." And the Lord said, spoke in those wonderful ways, "The Lord God, merciful, abundant in goodness and truth and mercy," etc. This is our God who had to make it more clear to Moses what he was like. In the same way, my friend, the only way you may know God is not through a preacher, not even through the Bible, but through the words of Jesus to your soul, which thankfully come through the Bible, especially in the Gospels, of course, and the book of John. Let your heart be opened up to God. Now, a spiritual delusion comes about for all human beings because we are soaked in guilt and shame and fear. That leads us to fear that God is after us, that he's the green-eyed monster, that he's poking us in the chest saying, "What's wrong with you?" That he will never find us acceptable, that he's always wanting more than we can give, that he is ready to condemn us, that he's ready to throw the book at us, the law, condemnation. And so many Christians with addictions cannot face God and therefore walk away and go into not simply anonymous groups, but anonymous God groups, so that we might not know God face to face. But I want to tell you, my friend, the wondrous good news is that God is good news. Understand, though, that without the cross, God is only a judge in our eyes, only a green-eyed monster in our eyes, for we cannot see his mercy, only his holiness. We cannot see how good he can be to us. Now, when you have a spiritual delusion, this is what happens in your psyche. You feel guilty, but you don't realize it. Some people do realize it, but those who do not realize it are nevertheless feeling guilty. You say, "How do you know, Colin?" Because they switch God off. We all switch God off in the moment of temptation unless we know faith. We close God out. We shut him behind a steel door. Now, what do you think the influence of that is upon our psyche? Since you were made in the image of God, my friend, then you are only yourself when you are in that image of God, that reflection of God, that expression of God. When you are blocking God out, you are actually blocking yourself out, your self with a capital S. You become zombie-like. You feel isolated. You feel alone. You feel adrift in the universe. You feel that nobody is there for you. You feel that sense of angst, dread. Do you recognize this? Of course you do. This is what we go through, dear friend. And so there gets to be that dread, that sense of isolation, that having blocked God out. We do it so unconsciously, we do it so frequently, that we do it unconsciously. Having blocked God, we have blocked ourselves. We are no longer persons, but simply responses to stimuli. This is what the addict experiences. He says, I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know how it came upon me. I was just fine for a minute, for most of the morning or most of the day, and then this urge came upon me, and without making a choice, I just drifted right into it. What's that all about? It is this zombie state that we are in, where there is that immediate sting of guilt that we don't even know exists, but we know the evidence of it, for the evidence of guilt is the blocking of God. I repeat, the evidence of guilt is the blocking of God. Once God is blocked out, how do you think the soul feels? It feels dark. It feels alone. It feels isolated. So what does the soul do then? It searches for alternative lights, since God appears no longer to be the light. It searches for alternative comforts, since God appears no longer to be a comfort. And what are the comforts? Come on, you know. Of course, the addictive behavior becomes the comfort. Our addictions are alternatives to God. Why alternatives to God? Because God is blocked. Why is God blocked? Because I fear him. Why do I fear him? Because I feel guilty. Why do I feel guilty? Because I haven't brought the atoning sacrifice to the fore in my mind by faith, which enables me to say, Father, though I feel so unworthy, though I feel guilty, I praise you, dear God, that I am not condemned in this mess that I am in, because you have given me Jesus as my righteousness. Without that faith, my friend, you cannot be anything else but an addict. You say, well, what about the rest of the world? Most of the world are not addicts. Oh, yes, they are. Being human, my friend, is a state of addiction. Don't you understand that that is the essential, quintessential meaning of the book of Genesis, chapters 1, 2, and 3? Mankind is in flight from God. The Adam and Eve story is not simply a cute little bit of ancient storytelling. The story of Adam and Eve is replete with psychological drama. It is replete with this psyche that has gone astray. The moment Adam betrays God is the moment he feels that shivering guilt within him, that separation from God, that isolation that causes him to feel shame and fear. He then looks at his wife, and he cannot bear the look in some way, because he feels guilty for looking at her in a new and different kind of way. He cannot stand her looking at him, because he feels too ashamed. They rush to the fig tree. They tear off these leaves. They sew them together in some way. They cover themselves. What are they doing covering themselves? Once we have separated from God, We cannot relate to human beings. And that is what is happening in the world from then to now. We cannot relate to ourselves, and we cannot relate to others, because we cannot relate to God, because we have spiritual delusion. Don't underestimate this, my friend. It is a major, the most important factor in my addiction. What I have to do as the alternative is to know that in my struggle, in my desires, in the throb of the flesh, in the rush that comes upon me and you, we are not cast off from God, for God has atoned for us in Christ, and we may bring our rushes and our throbs into the presence of God, and we may say, Dear Father, you are still here. You love me. I will not believe I am abandoned. I abandon my spiritual delusion for the reality of Christ, my Father. Jesus is my atonement. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So do you see then that what is going on in addiction, one of the major factors is spiritual delusion, the fear that God cannot receive me as an addict, that I am so unclean and impure that God cannot accept me until I clean up my act. But what a catch-22 issue that is. Because how can I clean up my act until God receives me? How can I clean up my act without God being there in the darkness with me? You're going to have to do a massive reversal here, my friend. It's a conversion of unbelief to belief, to believing that God loves me even in my mess. I tell you, this is radical Christianity. It is not what the churches are teaching these days. It has to come down to the wire, my friend, that our Father has walked into the dark room of our addiction and has said, I love you still. I know you are lost in the darkness, but I am your shepherd and you are my sheep, and I have come to find you. Fear not. Let me take you in my arms and save you. Friend, I have a new program available for you, and you'd better catch the train while it's at your station. I'm giving you till the 24th of March to register for a 7-week, every Thursday night, beginning the day after tax day, the 16th of April. And what's the program? It's group, let's not call it psychotherapy. I say let's not call it psychotherapy because it's actually more than that, but I can't call it psychotherapy because the psychotherapists have monopolized the word. I am not registered in the state of Colorado nor licensed as a counselor, but I can do this for you. Group, let's not call it psychotherapy. Now listen, we are going to have 10 people, no less, and 10 people, no more. If you all register by the 24th of March, we'll do it. If you don't, we won't. It's $20 per Thursday night for 7 weeks, all the way through to the end of May. And during that time in the group at my home, beginning at 7 o'clock in the evening every Thursday from the 16th of April till 8:30, you will share your struggle, what it is, and I will help you to analyze it, to see what you can do with it, and how you can be helped. Others will listen in and learn from your story, and you will listen in to their stories and learn from them. How about it? This is serious business, my friend. It's group, let's not call it psychotherapy, and I will be there for you Thursday night for 7 weeks, $20 per Thursday night, beginning the 16th of April, the day after tax day, right through to the end of March. Join me, will you? I will look forward to seeing you. Must register by the 24th, so call me 303-738-8694. See you next time, my friends. God bless.